Hey, welcome to Around the Mic. I'm your host today, Heather DeLuca. With me, as always, is Social Spring Gonzalez of The Mic
Hi.
Show.
Hi.
Yeah, we're minus the mic today.
We are. He's away in Orlando, Florida, having a good time in Disneyland, Disney
How
World.
How rude of him.
But.
To not invite us.
I did see some happy photos of him from his trip that I'm totally going to tease him for when he's back.
He's loving it more than he says.
Oh, sure.
Which is like, I don't know. I just don't know how, even if like you're fighting it, I don't know how you get there and not get sucked into it because you think you're impervious to Disney magic.
Yes.
All right.
It depends. It really depends. Last time I went, I was really excited about Epcot, but I remember I went to Magic Kingdom and there were some rides that I was like, yes. And then the minute I was waiting online for the Runaway Train, it's not that
they changed it. It's what's become like. I think it's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs Runaway Train.
That one.
I think it was Thunder Mountain when you were there.
Oh my goodness! When I was waiting for that ride,
you can't do the standing in line.
I lost it. We were on there for 45 minutes in the heat.
Yeah.
And I don't like waiting.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it was just really fun to just be there with my cousins. I think that's what made it enjoyable.
Sure.
Not the actual attractions, just
being
there with family.
To be on vacation with family.
Right, yeah.
That's part of it.
So I don't want to seem horrible for not having a good time.
And fast passes are expensive.
Oh,
but if you're
going
to do it. Hopefully he's got a fast pass. If not, he's got that lanyard around his neck so he can drink around the world at Epcot.
The best thing about the fast passes are that if someone does get them, it's like you have the best drug on the street. All
oh
of
my
a sudden,
God.
Everyone's
like,
just like, hey, I have the fast pass.
Excuse
oh,
us.
You have the fast
excuse
pass?
Excuse us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excuse us. We're coming through. We have a lot that we want to talk to you about today. We're going to delve into the topic of karma. We'll get to that in a little bit. But I want to start with the Women's March because that was the big news story from over the weekend. Of course, there were a lot of quote-unquote claims that it was more well-attended in particular in Washington, D.C., than
yes.
the Trump inauguration. So the Women's March, just marching for equality. There have mm-hmm. been a lot of attacks on Planned Parenthood lately and, you know, the possible overturning of the abortion bill Roe versus Wade. And
we want to make sure we're keeping control of our reproductive rights.
Exactly. But it was also a march, you know, for women's equality.
Yes.
Altogether. So we're really, really proud of the women who mm-hmm. got together in cities all over the nation, including
yes.
Philadelphia, to not be catty. This was no Real Housewives Kardashian
yeah.
drama.
It was finally great to see women getting
standing
along.
Standing up for each other.
Because all the time, women, a lot of people, just not women, but women and men and people in general, just fully believe that women are always pitting themselves against each other, which, I mean,
well,
if you see it in media, of course that's what it's going to look like.
Cut each other down, but like,
to
come
see
on,
all
Spring.
Those women come together and be one and actually stand together.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's nice instead
perfect.
Of being in the room with a woman and sizing each other up.
Exactly.
But people wonder why we do that. It is because we don't feel equal. Society puts us, I mean.
It's this whole idea that we have to compete against
yeah.
each other for
I
the
mean,
attraction
we're still not
of
paid
other people.
As much as our male counterparts.
That too.
And it's true. Okay, so the Women's March was a very important thing. It was a, you know, I don't want to say global event, but there were marches going on outside of the United States
as
well.
It was pretty close to a global event.
And very important, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully one that this Trump administration doesn't totally dismiss. I don't know that they'll take it as seriously, but people will rise up when the chance is there. So I haven't talked to Matt Ryan in like
yeah.
forever. We just miss each other.
Mm-hmm.
And without Mike here, I want to definitely
yeah, why
like,
not?
Put
let's
Matt
give him a
in.
Call.
Should we give him a call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because
I would love to
right.
talk to Matt Ryan.
All
right, I'm going to try to do this. That's a funny story. There's a Matt Ryan on the Atlanta Falcons team.
Yeah.
Did not
I think
know
he's
that.
A New Jersey native.
How funny is that?
Okay, it's ringing. This is early in the day for him, so I hope he answers.
Hello?
Matt Ryan in the house.
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
It's Heather and Spring.
What's going on?
Welcome to Around the Mic, our podcast.
I'm happy to be here.
All right. We're happy to have you.
So Spring and I just got a little deep about the Women's March. But in terms of like the marching sort of, I feel like it's a movement in America now. It's coming around again. I think people were marched. There's going to be a gay rights march, I think, soon. I think Insane Clown Posse is marching for clown rights.
Yes,
it's
I just
getting
saw that
out
a
of control.
Second ago.
So I wanted to ask you and ask Spring, just from a completely superficial and totally non-important standpoint, if you could march for something ridiculous just to like mobilize people for your cause, what do you think you would? What do you think it would be?
Serious or like just you know, for like a goof?
Just right. for so, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, whatever. Like, all right, let's start with like, what would your serious cause be?
My serious cause would be mental health.
Oh, I'm with you on
That's
that.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's too stigmatized in society and everything. Okay, just for a goof.
Just for a goof. Wow. So many possibilities.
Can I tell you where my head is at with this?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that Super Bowl Sunday should be a national holiday.
Okay.
I think
march.
That's reasonable.
It's as American as, right. as any president.
Yes.
Football. And I'm exhausted after having to watch all of the commercials and staying up to halftime. And then I just need a day to decompress from all of the food and kind of cleanse. So my march would be to declare the day after Super Bowl a
That's
national
a good
holiday.
I do really like that.
Mine's going to be fairly specific, but if you are a singer and you have a political view, you can't publicly have your political view unless you have a song that goes to number one.
Oh, okay.
Reasonable. Okay, so not have, like, do not have a political
we
view.
We don't want to hear from you until you've got
Have a
cred.
Number one hit.
Until you have cred.
Yep.
You need to have credit. I like that.
Okay. So does that like count Madonna? Is like Madonna in the clear?
I think Madonna's
the White
clear.
House because she's had several number ones.
Of course, yeah. So like count her number ones. I don't have it off the top,
but
you
someone
know,
like Bella Thorne should not be like
right
commenting. Reasonable.
Okay.
I like that one.
I know a good one.
Right.
Let's ban actors from getting political during their acceptance speeches. You can have your platform. There's plenty of social media out there. Leonardo DiCaprio can talk about the environment all he wants on social media, but I don't want them during acceptance speeches anymore. It's depressing.
Actually, I'm going to add on to mine.
I like how everyone's adding on.
No political talk at concerts.
Like when Springsteen gets up on the piano and starts prophesizing.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm with you. Spring, what would yours be?
All right. So my serious one, I think it would be for all the foster children in America.
Okay.
Because that's just something close to home for me personally.
Okay.
And I feel like a lot of people tend to look overseas instead of the children who are at home.
Okay, so you want to see more adoption of foster.
Right, like I would like to see that
fostering.
Happen.
Pet
and
fostering,
then,
too.
Yes,
that would
that
be
too.
My platform.
Very big on adoption, very big on foster care in America. But for the goof, I can't think of one. The first thing I thought was to stop people on Facebook.
From doing what? Anything?
Just from overposting and oversharing.
Oversharing about their relationships.
Yeah. Their relationships, their views, like, or just...
Okay. It would, like, if they would try to type something, like, super crazy right-wing political or left-wing, just a little extreme in
We're
any one
call
way
it,
or another.
Take a second, stop, and breathe.
There should be one of those X's that comes up on The Price is Right and goes, you can't.
Take a second.
It's been hard lately.
Yeah,
oh
I've
God.
Had to. Have you had to, like, not unfriend people, Matt, but, like, unfollow people
I've done
with
that.
All the political rhetoric?
Yeah, hide, you know, doing a lot of hiding. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's taken a lot from me not to respond.
Yeah.
It's taken a lot from me not to respond because I know I'm going to create the problem. Like, I'm just adding on to it. But, ooh, I'm tired of sitting in my chair and getting super hot because I want to respond, but I don't. And then I do. Then I get even more heated because I responded. It's just a mess. I'm tired of it.
Right. Wouldn't it be cool if Facebook had, like, a political filter? Like it would auto-filter all the
That would
politics.
Be great.
Yes.
That would be great.
Maybe you could put it into a place that, like if you wanted to see it, then you could.
Yeah, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Mm.
I think that would be
I could understand
awesome.
If you are a person who are, you're actually active in it, but most of these are people that are just talking out of their butt.
These are
and
the
just
issues.
Posting it to Facebook.
Yeah.
If you want to see a change happen, go outside and make the change and stop typing about it
right.
on social media. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, what I'm about right now.
So we need to be men and women of our words.
Yes.
So I'm going to start I'm going to start a petition on Facebook, maybe even on the sojo1049.com
right.
website, about trying to get Super Bowl the day after Super Bowl Sunday declared.
I think we could get behind
that. Or they need to move the game to a Saturday. That's it. I'll compromise. That's my compromise.
You can't move Super Bowl Sunday to Saturday.
Oh.
I feel like that would be, I don't even watch football, and even I know that's wrong.
All right.
Not an unreasonable request.
Not unreasonable, just wrong.
Thank you. Okay, Spring would be so mad at me right now. I'm drinking day-old coffee.
That is so gross.
Can't help it.
She does it all the time.
Okay, so Matt, on the issue of karma.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it, number one, real? And number two is, how do you tell which way it's headed? Is it like coming or going?
I think it's a constant flux of it.
What do you think about karma, Matt?
Yeah. The actual karma, I think it's all made up in your mind. Not that it's fake, but karma comes from your brain.
Like, so you don't believe it stores, as like a supernatural force?
No. Okay. I think that your brain like subconsciously kind of stores good things that you've done and bad things that you've done, and it's kind of your will as to how it kind of plays out.
It's pulling from one side to the other.
Right.
So
that's kind of how I take it.
To like right. check yourself, like, all right, some of the bad decisions I made.
Before you wreck yourself.
So, like, bad decisions, I don't know, whatever, bad decisions, things that I did when I was a stupid teenager mm-hmm. or in my 20s. Like, I see those situations in other people now.
Right.
Or, you know, eventually they'll get what's theirs. Is it mm-hmm. just justification for the bad decisions I've made? Is like, this is how people keep checks and balances in their head?
Yeah, I could see that.
Like, you cheated on me. Well, somebody eventually is going to break your heart and
right.
cheat on you.
Right.
It's just the law, like the law of nature, like physics.
For me, karma is more about, I believe everything is connected in some way or another. So whatever energies I give off definitely reflects back off.
Okay. So you put out the energy into the universe that you want to get back.
Yes.
Essentially, it's like the golden rule. You treat people how you want to be
exactly.
treated.
Exactly. So if you just exude positivity at all times and you're always a good person, or at least you try for the most part, then it'll come back to you.
Okay.
But if you're a negative person, that's the energy you're going to attract.
But if that tail comes whipping back around, man.
But I totally believe that karma is real. And I'm going to say why. It's a personal story. I love saying personal stories. So what had happened was this specific person may have upset me. I'm not going to say how, but he did. So then something told me you should check his Twitter. And I said, you know what, self? I will check his Twitter. And I found out that he had food poisoning for 2 days.
Okay, so there you go.
So I figured that was karma doing its job.
And you'll relish in it when you see something like that. But don't think. You have to think sometimes there might be somebody out there thinking the exact same
right.
thing
and
about you.
I think you guys are both right. It's more like the satisfaction to
right.
know that the person got what they deserved. But then you also
yeah.
have to realize that if
but
you do
like
something and it happens
when it's
to
like,
you.
Oh, eye for an eye. Like, I feel bad even like thinking that. All right, but
Hammurabi
right.
may have had something.
I know. Well,
he may have had a good idea.
I think karma is all about you. I think it's a very, not egotistical thing, but like a very personal thing, because
right.
it kind of plays out the way you kind of see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like
exactly, yeah.
Some person may have seen that Twitter post and went, oh, man. That,
I feel
that
bad that he has food poisoning, yeah.
Right.
And for me, it was satisfaction.
And listen, whatever works for you, that's what I say.
So here we go. Karma is in the eye of the beholder.
I think so.
There we go.
Well, it is rooted in Hinduism and Buddhism. The technical definition of karma is the sum of a person's actions in this and previous states of existence,
mm-hmm.
viewed as deciding their fate in future existences. Meaning, it may not be in this life, but
previous.
With the Buddhist principles, like what you do now. Like, I could come, if I was like a horrible person, like a serial killer,
life, yeah.
I'm going to come back as a cockroach in my next life.
That's why they had the caste system.
Oh, yeah.
So they assume that whoever's at the top is because you were doing
great things
right. in your life before. And if you were at the bottom, you were probably a terrible human being.
Okay.
That's why they gave them reason to treat them terribly.
All right. So moving on. Spring, what were we You have a topic, right?
All right. So I was... this random thought that came into my head yesterday. I'm thinking about Forrest Gump, and I'm looking up gifs about Forrest Gump. No idea why, and Jenny pops up. And I'm looking at Jenny, and it was just a clip of Jenny towards the end where she reveals that Forrest and her have a son. Sorry if you guys have never seen Forrest Gump, but that's a big spoiler.
Yeah.
And the only thing I thought was, Jenny is the worst. She is She's the absolute worst human being ever.
The biggest B.
All this man wanted to do was love her. He did anything
she
for
told
this
him
girl.
He didn't know love. He said, I am not a smart man, Jenny, but I know what love is.
God. And then she didn't she only married him when she knew she was sick. Who does that?
Well, she needed somebody to take care of her.
Who does? Like, oh, I'm sick. No one's going to be
well,
with me now.
Matt, who do you think is the biggest biatch, I will just say that, in movie history?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Cinematic biatch.
She is. For
he's
leading him
totally
on for
vicious.
Years.
The first thing that pops into my head is Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, she it's one thing to go after the wife of the guy that you're, you know, messing around with, but why does the kid's bunny rabbit have to suffer for it? Why does the kid's bunny rabbit have to be boiled in a pot?
I feel like you're more upset about the bunny rabbit.
Well, I am, but that makes her evil. That makes her evil.
I agree. Any person that kills animals is very evil.
What do you think, Matt? Like Cruella DeVille? Anybody stick out in your mind?
Cruel Intentions.
Oh, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Mm, Catherine McToyle.
No, she's fabulous.
You love to hate her. Oh, my gosh, she really is.
I love to hate her. She was the worst. Oh, my.
BS
she was
crazy.
So ready to sleep with her stepbrother. Ugh, that's disgusting. That is so gross.
In her defense, it was Ryan Phillippe.
I understand.
Mean, I don't know. I could make an exception.
How nasty are you? Oh.
But she's pretty bad. She's totally
cutthroat.
She
kept drugs in her cross? Like, what?
Yeah.
And that's the worst. The one that snows everyone to thinking she's like Miss Mary Sunshine, and then she turns out to be like...
That was a good mention. That really
Regina
was a good
George
mention.
Regina George from Mean Girls. She's pretty
See,
bad, too.
I'm sorry. Jenny from Forrest Gump is still worse than Regina George to me.
I think Jenny just took advantage of Forrest because of his slow demeanor.
She could have just loved him.
She could.
Or just let him go.
Now, was that your first thought the first time you saw the movie? Because they kind of did, like, a complete... They did the writers did a really good, like, swing of character. Because she was, like, this horrible person. But then in the very end, they kind of, like... lightened her up.
They really humanize her, and they humanize her in the beginning of the movie too, because she comes from such horrendous like childhood
true.
circumstances.
That's
but
true.
Is there a part of me that is like she okay she
I never
in the
felt
movie,
bad for her.
It's intimated that she died of HIV,
yes,
died of AIDS, which is like, but isn't that part of Jenny getting her karma? I'm just saying.
Yeah, to bring
saying,
it all back.
Just saying.
I've never felt bad for her. Whenever I watch that movie, my reaction is always Forrest.
But she gets to fly away like a bird. Because they're two peas and carrots.
See, I'm Googling. I'm like, all right, I'm looking up. I need to make sure that my opinion is validated.
Okay.
And what does someone say?
There's probably...
She was the love of his life, and she waited until the very end to marry him. Who
until
does that?
Until they can hardly be together anymore, yeah.
Then left him a widow. Then
even,
she dies.
Even Lieutenant Dan forgived him for having his legs blown up before Jenny
Jeez
took a chance
Louise.
On him. I think we should put a poll. Put like a vote up on the website. We'll do that for you at sojo1049.com.
Jenny from
who
Forrest
do you
Gump
think,
is a biatch.
Yeah, is Jenny the biggest biatch? Or is who do you think the all-time
good question, yep.
worst, like most evil female character in movie history is? Okay.
Speaking of polls,
yeah.
If I can just hop in here real quick, I just read this crazy poll. It has to do with Valentine's Day.
Okay,
ooh,
cool.
37% of guys said they would be quote devastated if they didn't get anything for Valentine's Day.
Now, by anything, do we mean anything or
like
anything?
Like,
well, here's
something.
The thing. Here's the thing. This is how I, as a guy, view Valentine's Day. It's a holiday for, it's a day for women.
Yes.
I don't expect any, I hope, but I don't expect anything for Valentine's Day.
Like a gift-wise.
Right. If I'm being honest.
Okay.
That's why I always find it, like, so puzzling why women, like, freak out and get stressed out. Oh, what am I going to get my guy for Valentine's Day? There is really, honestly, across the board, really only one thing that guys want for Valentine's Day.
Oh, we know, but we can't say that on the air.
Right. But that's what it
and
is.
And that, too. Oh, wait. And that one, that side, too. Yeah, no. We can't say that either.
None of that.
There's Matt, yeah. Look this up. I think it's March 15th. It's technically declared steak and day.
Oh, so funny that day.
March 15th, I already knew what
you Oh, my God.
Just Google it. We're not going to say it. I don't want to be responsible
That's
for
hilarious.
That. But maybe guys only care about steak and they just hope for the best on Valentine's Day. Like, I think all the pressure is on the men.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree. It's all on the men.
And it really is for the women, and it's for dating couples, Matt, if I'm being honest. I've been married 5 years. Yeah. I mean, we're totally Netflix and chill. I mean, and not even the chill part. Like, we're just, like, straight Netflix on the couch.
Because we're like, I love you, babe. Love you, too. Uh-huh. Keep doing whatever you're doing. Uh-huh. No, Valentine's Day, it was never a super big deal for me, personally. I think it was just more like I knew I was going to get chocolate.
Okay.
That's what Valentine's Day meant for me, because I'm that really obnoxious person that I've never not had a Valentine. I have had a Valentine since I was in kindergarten, and I plan to keep the streak until the day I die.
Who's your Valentine this
year? My friend Desiree.
Oh, no. Okay, all right.
Oh, do you mean a guy?
Oh, I don't know.
For the last 2 years, it's been my girlfriends because I've been single the last 2 years. And also...
That's fine.
I just feel like if I give that guy a Valentine, like, I don't want to want him to expect
the
anything.
The years that I was single, my mom would send me flowers, and it felt so, I felt like she was pitying me.
Yeah, it's definitely so a pity thing.
Like, desperate.
Totally a pity thing. See, what happened was last year, I was talking to a guy for a while. Remember the creepy guy that was a little too excited to meet me?
Yes.
So we were going to have a date on Valentine's Day weekend, and the only thing I thought was, I don't want to have our first date on Valentine's Day. That's terrible. That's a horrible idea.
That's
so
a lot
of pressure.
So instead,
I just went with my best friend and did that. And this year, until right now, it's still my friend Desiree.
So Matt, are you like putting this out there as like to women in general, just say if you're stressing out
don't
over what to get your guy, like just don't bother? Like, what about a card? Is a greeting card okay?
A greeting card, I mean, I think anything that you want to do is okay.
Like, a guy will take whatever you give him because, really, he's just going to be hoping to knock it out of the park for you. Like, the jewelry's right, the flowers are right, the
100%.
Dinner's right. Okay, got it.
I mean, most guys are going to be proud of themselves and giving themselves a pat on the back for remembering Valentine's Day, let alone... You know,
look, you have problems if you cannot remember that it's Valentine's Day, because they're already starting all the gifts since 2 weeks ago.
How could I forget? My mother-in-law would never forget to remind me that it was also her birthday. So I had to share Valentine's Day with my husband's mother.
That's so romantic.
It's so romantic.
But the fact that, you know, a guy would be walking around, quote, devastated that he didn't get, like, you know, something tangible for Valentine's Day.
I mean, what
guys
could they
want
possibly
gifts
want?
I don't know.
So you think it's just like ridiculous that a third of the population of men are unsatisfied with their Valentine's
Day? Is
gifts?
It like they should get a grip?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's... I'm very... Like, I'm an old soul. I'm old school. I just think that...
Oh, yay!
It's not... Yeah, I mean, I don't think that it's... Something I don't know. I wouldn't be devastated. I wouldn't be, you know, I'd be happy. I mean, I'd be like kind of flattered, like, oh, wow, that's awesome. But
if that's the attitude, like you're giving and getting for all the wrong reasons. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you like are saying, well, I'm going to get my girl something, or, you know, for that matter, your guy something for Valentine's Day. And then he doesn't he or she doesn't reciprocate. It's you're looking for that. Like, oh, I got you something.
A give to get type of thing.
A give to get type of thing. Yeah, so then you're doing it for
all the
wrong reasons.
I really liked buying Valentine's Day gifts, though. I thought that was fun.
When I was, like,
I think that's really why I do it, more because it's fun.
When I was super duper in love, like, I spent a ton of time, like, hand-making gifts for the guy, making him a little box of, like, tchotchkes that were super cute. I did one of those things where I got the hole punch and you cut out the confetti that looks like hearts and everything. I filled the box with it.
Wow, you really, you went down.
Yeah, I was head over.
Were you around my age?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So all the hormones are flowing. But okay, yeah. So Matt, like, have you ever like gotten or not gotten a have you ever not gotten a Valentine's gift, even when you've gotten one for someone else?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plenty of times.
And you didn't care?
No, because I was so super, like you said, I was so super focused on, like, you know,
getting it right.
Okay, the unwrapping has started.
Right.
So now the focus is completely on the face. You want to see the reaction. You want to see.
I'm with you on that.
That, you know, that is where, because you want to really, really score some points. And that probably isn't the best way to say it, but, you know, like.
No, but
that's why
really
I do
impress.
It.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to impress.
You know, you want to impress. And I think that, you know, it's not about me. It's about her.
That's very magnanimous of you.
I like that.
I do, too.
But that's the reason why I usually got the guy a gift, because it's about the both of us.
I'm one of those people that, like, if, like, I always have to, I would never, like, just pull a candle off my desk and, like, put a bow on it and be like, here. But, you know, I'm one of those people that I feel like if somebody gets me something, I don't get them something else. I feel, like, horrible. I'm not good at receiving gifts. Maybe
I'm not
be
good
better.
At that either.
Yeah. All right. All right, well, guys,
definitely
get
a good idea to bring up.
Ladies, don't stress out too much over it, because the majority of guys don't even care.
And another tip, this is just a superstition from my mom. Just going to throw that out there. So my first Valentine's Day with my first boyfriend, I bought him a watch, a wooden watch. Super cool.
Mm-hmm.
My mom said, why would you do that? And I'm like, what do you mean? I bought him a watch. Guys like watches, as far as I'm concerned. She goes that you should never, ever, ever, ever buy a man watch or shoes. And the reason is because if you buy a man a watch, that means time is going to start running out. And if you buy him shoes, he's going to run away.
Oh my God.
Isn't that the weirdest thing you've ever heard?
Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
No shoes, no watches, ladies.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you have to look up.
Gosh. And that makes sense. You want to know why? My best friend bought
Springs
sneakers. Oh, I am super superstitious. My best friend bought sneakers for her current boyfriend on Christmas. Asked me if they're together.
Oh my gosh.
They broke up.
All right, so no shoes, no watches.
No shoes or watches. Unless you're married.
Listen,
I think that's clear.
The sneaks were just too good.
Yeah, the sneaks were just too good.
He couldn't help himself but
he
to run away.
He chose the shoes over her. He's like, nothing's going to compare with these shoes. Stick to engagement chicken. Just Google it. Sync the deal, ladies, instead of the watch or the...
there we go.
Yeah, if you make that on Valentine's Day, you're supposedly, according to, like, I think it's Glamour magazine, supposed to get a marriage proposal within the year. So,
ooh.
All right. So Spring has one other topic, and then Matt, we're going to play a short game of Would You Rather.
Okay.
So if you had $10 million, what would you buy with things only starting with the first letter of
your
first
name?
Yes. So let's say my name is Spring. So I would only be able to buy things starting with the letter S. With $10 million.
All right, Matt.
All right. You know, mansion is lame.
But so necessary.
So necessary.
But so, yeah. In an odd way, I'm a mama's boy. I'll just throw it out there. I would probably buy my mom something really nice.
Okay, so mama's boy gift.
Yeah.
How about a Maserati, Mercedes-Benz?
So many great things start with M.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I mean, first off, it is lame, but I would say mansion first. Mansion over my mother? That's horrible.
well, you can't buy your mother, so.
Well, I mean, she can she can move in. You don't have
true.
To have a place for her to stay.
It's true.
But I don't want, like, an Everybody Loves Raymond thing. Like, she can have maybe, like, a place all the way on the other end of the... You know, the whole property. But yeah.
Why don't you buy a fields of maple tree so you could constantly make money?
Wow.
That sounds like, and then you better hire maintenance men
there
to
we
handle
go.
It for you. Because
he can afford it. He can afford it.
Exactly.
All right. So Matt's racking up his list. I'm going to say I'm going to buy a fleet of Hummers.
You're going to buy a Hummer?
Me.
I cannot imagine you buying a Hummer.
Why?
Only because she loves the environment.
Yeah.
And Hummers are terrible
when I have
for the
$10 million, I don't really care.
Oh.
I'm going to spend the rest.
Forget the planet.
I'm going to spend the rest of my life spending my $10 million.
Okay, next.
In which case, then, I am buying whatever smallest island I can afford on Hawaii.
Smart.
I think I'm gonna buy everything that's in the Hermes store.
Ooh,
the Hermes store.
Okay.
I am gonna get a hippopotamus for Christmas. Yeah, a little hippopotamus.
Are you gonna get a hippopotamus?
I'm gonna buy out Hell's
Diamonds.
You're
insane. Hippos terrify me. If you ever have the chance, just go to Animal Planet and watch a hippo fight.
They're kind of mean.
But it's like, it's so anticlimactic because their teeth are round. They're not sharp.
But they're still strong.
They have strong jaws, but it's just like, you know, you're expecting it to open its mouth and be like, ha, and it's like, ooh.
They do look kind of dopey. But once they're in attack mode.
I know.
Get out the way.
Yeah.
Because they are not cute.
Okay. Maybe I'd buy a helicopter.
See, you
if
guys
someone
have,
else can fly it.
You guys have good.
Do you have
first
any money
names.
Left?
Yeah, right?
Come on. Just me and my hippopotamus.
See, Matt
is
good because he bought a bunch of maple trees, so it's making
money
for him.
All right, Spring, what about you?
So this is why I say I would buy the website called Spring. There is a website called Spring.
There is. I follow it on Instagram.
Uh-huh. And
it's pretty cute clothes.
It's a perfect website if you want to go shopping and check out, like,
all
these new trends and whatnot.
Don't plug them until you buy them.
Wait. But I would buy that website so then that can make money for me, so then I'm never out of money. You got to be smart about it. Investing is a thing.
All right. Am I buying Hewlett Packard then? There you go.
You could do that. And then there's not a lot of cool things that start with S. I put an endless supply of sofrito, which is basically a seasoning that I use a lot. And I always run out. So it would be nice to just have it constantly stocked in my house.
Okay.
Socks, because I always lose them and they're never matched. My socks are not matched right now as we speak.
Hummus.
See, I don't have anything cool like that. And then I also put that I want to buy Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Okay. Hey. Now, there you go.
Right?
I think that's reasonable.
No reason at all.
You can come sleep there.
So I know I'm not going to sleep in it. I just want to be in there. Oh, unless I buy it and pretend to be the monster at all times. Wow, I have issues.
Speaking of issues, how much hummus can you buy for $10 million?
That is a good question.
All of Greece.
That's a good math question.
All the chickpeas on earth. I'll be mashing hummus for days and days.
I just pictured her like I Love Lucy.
Yeah, smashing the chickpeas.
Smashing the chickpeas.
Suckers are slippery.
Oh, no. Can you please make a band called Smashing Chickpeas?
Maybe. Oh, Smashing Pumpkins aren't doing
That'd
much
be
these
hilarious.
Days, so I'll be happy to pick
you
up
better
one.
Better trademark
day.
That.
I know, right?
You heard it
right
here
now.
First.
All right, we're going to close out our show today with a little game of Would You Rather. This is where
yes.
we pit two scenarios against each other to see which we would rather.
Okay,
so Matt, I'm going to start with you. Would you rather be able to read minds or have a photographic memory where you could just, like, remember everything you see just by, like, looking at a piece of paper?
That's easy. Photographic memory.
Why?
Because all the work that Matt does with the shows that he produces and all the content and everything, he could just look at something once and then say it from memory, right?
I was actually thinking because if I was able to read minds, I would go crazy.
That's what I was just thinking.
I would just lose my mind.
Yeah, it's not good for your self-esteem to be able
to
read minds.
Definitely not. Or
I
you
mean,
get creeped out.
1 second. Think for just 1 second walking around the office and knowing exactly what is on everybody's mind at any given second after every conversation you have with them.
I'd be off the Ben Franklin Bridge tomorrow, probably.
Right?
I'm just thinking of all the like guys who have ever catcalled me and what's going through their heads, and that's what made it creepy. Just like, ew.
I love to be catcalled because it gives me validation, and I'm just one of those people.
I can't stand it.
Because we found out that I'm a psychopath.
Oh, she is.
Right.
She's a psychopath. I'm a narcissist.
Yeah.
It's all
right, though.
Okay.
I think photographic memory for me, too, just because I'm going to reference Twilight right now. He did mention it does make him crazy, and it's really hard to keep it out of his head.
I'm going to go with read minds.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to be able to, like,
maybe
don't,
he could
like,
turn
don't
it
pull
off.
One over on me, yo. Like, I'm going to get you.
I would hate to play a game with you.
Oh, that wouldn't be any fun then. Okay, next up.
Now, are you able to turn it on and off?
Yeah, that's like a good question. Could you turn it on and
no,
off?
No, if it's something that you could never turn on or off.
Ooh.
I'm saying.
Yeah, photographic memory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spring, would you rather swim with sharks or be able to run with cheetahs?
Wait, do I get to stay alive in both scenarios?
Yeah, no, okay. you're one of them.
Just needed to make sure of that.
They would both eat you.
I would have to say run with a cheetah. Yeah, sharks are, I mean, they're cool, but something about cheetahs in the Sahara, right? Are they in the Sahara? Am I, is this right?
They're in Africa.
I'm okay, sure.
So yeah. That sounds right.
Sahara in
that
Africa.
That sounds fun.
Yes.
That sounds more fun than being in the water with sharks for whatever reason. Oh, and also the ocean terrifies me because of how deep it is.
Also, like, I prune really easy, so.
Oh, that too.
I don't know.
And that. I would need to have gills. Ugh.
I think I'm going to swim with sharks because I'm one of these people that says if something should ever happen to me, like, and I fall off a boat in sharky water, like, it would be a privilege for me to be eaten to death by a great white shark because they are top of the food chain in my book.
You are
so
a psychopath.
Mary Lee came swimming along and I was like, hey, Mary Lee, you like some trout? Like, here. And she just, like, pulls me into the water. I think it would be the biggest honor on earth to be
so if
Jaws eaten by a shark.
Attacked you would go willingly?
Yeah, Jaws. Like, if it were some, like, little crappy little Mako shark or something, no. But, like, it's got
to
be a great white. I'll go willingly for a great white.
It has to be worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So, it's like, flash forward to the summer, right? And we read the unfortunate headline that Heather DeLuca is eaten by Mary Lee the shark. The first thought in everybody's mind is not going to be, what an honor.
I think my first thought would be, at least she went happy.
I went happy. She died. Heather died.
She died.
Heather died peacefully in the depths of the ocean between the jaws of an underwater killer. All right, one more. Would you rather be caught cheating or catch your significant other cheating? What side of that coin would you want to be on?
I would rather be caught cheating.
Because we found out with you, Miss Narcissist, that you can talk your way out of anything.
That
so and spin is spring is the spin
it's
queen.
It's something about seeing something, like, not that you should own your person, but seeing something that's belonging to you with someone else. Does that make sense?
It's very damaging to the psyche.
Yeah, so I would rather that happens to the person watching me cheat versus me watch my person cheat.
I would rather catch someone cheating than be left with the self-loathing of knowing that I hurt someone. I would rather be the hurt-y than the hurt-er because then I can just deal and move on. But I think, like, guilt is, like, a terrible thing to be saddled with. What do you think, Matt?
Good perspective.
Caught cheating.
Matt would rather be caught, too.
And what's your reason?
Just because the thought of finding out is just, I know it's maybe I'm a narcissist too. Maybe
join the club.
We work in radio. I mean, hello.
Just the thought of like of finding out and that whole process is just horrible to me. So that's where I'm coming from.
But I do like your perspective, that Heather's perspective. About not wanting to live with the guilt.
The guilt of doing that.
Because that is a lot to know that you hurt that person.
Have you ever been caught cheating?
No.
On someone?
No. I like how I said, my response should have been, no, I've never cheated. Instead, I said no.
No, I didn't ask that. I asked if you've ever been caught. Let's not act like we're all perfect here.
But no, but the ones, because I don't believe in cheating. I think it's messy and you just really shouldn't do it. But
once, but I wasn't the one doing the cheating.
Right.
The person was doing the cheating.
See, for me, it was like a drunk night and I didn't mean it, but it gave me the ammo to get out of the relationship.
All right.
So it worked somewhat.
Everything's a subconscious thought.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Matt, have you? Is your slate clean?
Never been caught.
Never been caught.
Never been caught.
Nope. I do it all the time.
Oh,
no, I'm kidding.
All right. He's a little dirty on the inside. I love it.
All right.
Thank you so much for catching up with us, Matt Ryan, especially today. It was so great to have you.
Yeah, it was a blast having
you,
Matt.
Call in again. Matt
it's
Ryan.
It was fun, yeah.
Yeah, yay. Matt Ryan, you can catch on the air here at Sojo 104.9, 3 to 7 every weekday. And, of course, he's the maestro of the Pop Crush Top 20 Countdown, Saturdays and Sundays here on Sojo. Spring, you can catch on the Mike Show, weekdays 5:30 to 10, waking you up. I'm Heather DeLuca. I will talk to you 10 a.m. weekdays on the radio. Thanks for downloading and subscribing our podcast. Pass it along to friends if you like it. And don't forget to take our poll about the most evil biatchiest woman to ever
Jenny.
Be on film. Head to sojo1049.com. Have a good day.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, Matt.
See ya.